This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Reports to the anonymous student reporting system Safe to Tell jumped 18% in February over the previous month. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Safe to Tell reports the program received over 3,000 tips, which state officials say highlights the critical role of the reporting system. Most reports involve school safety, suicide threats, and bullying. In one case, a student threatened sexual harm, resulting in the school taking disciplinary action. Another report flagged a student possibly experiencing abuse at home. Officials conducted a welfare check and connected that student with counseling. If you or someone you know is in crisis, call or text 988. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A battle over data centers is heating up at the state legislature. As CPR's Sam Brash reports, environmental groups rallied on Friday for tough rules on the energy-hungry facilities.
Alma Urbano sang with a few dozen other advocates on the West Capitol steps. She's here because a data center is being built in her North Denver neighborhood, and she's worried it'll increase energy bills and fossil fuel emissions.
We want them to invest in renewable energy, solar, anything that benefits the energy system in Colorado and not takes from it.
The rally comes ahead of a hearing next week for a bill backed by environmental groups. It would require new data centers rely on renewable energy. Opponents, meanwhile, are backing a competing bill to lure data centers to Colorado with tax incentives. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Over the weekend, Team USA became the first nation to sweep the hockey competitions in both the Olympics and Paralympics. The U.S. took home gold in women's hockey, men's hockey, and sled hockey in Milano Cortina. All three teams bested Canada. Both the men's and women's teams needed overtime to earn their gold medals. The sled hockey